It's my pleasure now to say hello to Mr. Excited Glenn. How are you, Mr. Excited?
Well, mate, I was frozen this morning like an ice block, but now I'm excited because the sun's out and I've thawed out, mate, so I'm good now. But I'm great, mate.
It's been terrible the last couple of... On Sunday night, was it... Monday night, it got the -4 overnight at Coldstream.
Yeah, well, yesterday morning, mate, and today, I've been working out at Reefton and East Warburton. I've been feeling it big time. But my Mr. Excited beanie's been keeping me warm, mate. I've been wearing three of them.
Well, you've got your beanies now, have you?
I've got a few, but I sold out already. At my last show, I don't have any left except for my own personal ones now. Life's good, mate. Life's good.
So more of them are coming along, and your shirts and all that?
Yeah, shirts and hoodies are coming along, stubby holders and all these other things, stickers, and, all the merch is available now, which is fantastic. And it's going really well, and it's available for adults and kids sizes as well. So it's, everyone can be part of Team Excited, mate.
Sounds fantastic. And with some of these things that you're doing, it's raising money. I know that you've got a big one coming up late in the year for MND, don't you?
Yeah, that's the huge one this year for me, even though I've done, like, I think 20 car shows this year, which is equal record to last year. My big one and my main focus, like all of my events, but the end of the year on Sunday the 14th of December at the Manhattan Hotel, Bumblebee for MND is a huge fundraising event. I want to raise as much money as I can for an absolutely fantastic organisation. So
that's terrific. And I've spoken to Bumblebee, and we're going to have an interview with him. I think it's a little while off. But anyway, he's definitely going to come and talk to us and tell us a bit about what they do running, because I think the work that's been done for MND is just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Like we spoke about before, Neil Danaher is someone I've followed all throughout his footy career and his family. I've followed him since he got the illness, and what a remarkable human being, and the man of just amazing what he's done for MMD himself. It's just unbelievable.
And I would suggest to you, he's probably done more for MND than what he ever did in football.
Yes, totally agree. He's put this disease on the map where now people know, when people are talking about it and people know what it's about.
And that people now realise you can be a very fit person and still some of these diseases come your way, whether it's because that's just the way it is.
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable. You know, I never knew of MMD, but then years ago when I found out Neil Danaher and got it, I looked it up, and it's unbelievable what it does to a person. It's shocking. But Neil Danaher, mate, he's soldiering on. What an amazing human being, you know.
Yeah, so. And I hate to say it, but in the realm of things, he probably should have been dead a few years ago, but he's not going to let it take him out in any big hurry, is he?
No. He's a fighter through and through, and it's just inspirational to watch. And that's why when Bumblebee for MMD asked me and we got in contact with each other, I didn't even think about it for more than one second. It was a no-brainer for me. I was like, what can I do to be involved? And this is what I'm going to do.
Let's just give us that date again, because we'll get people to put it in their diaries. I know it's a fair way off yet.
Yep, that's my last show of the year, but it's Sunday the 14th of December at the Manhattan Hotel from 9 a.m. to 12 o'clock, and it's $10 entry for everyone who comes to the show, but everyone's all, every cent, not $1 or $2, but every $10 donation from entry goes straight over to Bumblebee MMD. I don't take a cent. My volunteers don't take anything. It goes straight to MMD on the day, because Bumblebee MMD will be there at the event on the day, and it will be a handover on the day. So that's how it's going to happen.
All right. So, look, it's a while off yet. We'll talk about it three or four more times between now at least. But please put the 14th of December in your diary down to Manhattan between 9 and 12, and Glenn will keep telling you about it. Glenn, what have you got coming up at the moment? You've got one coming up fairly shortly.
Well, get excited, mate. This Sunday, believe it or not.
Can't get much closer than that.
Yeah, this Sunday at the Manhattan Hotel, Cars and Coffee with Mr. Excited. It's going to be huge, this one. I already can tell by looking at the event and the numbers. My last show at the Manhattan only a couple of months ago was 1,100 cars. So, this Sunday will be. I'm not saying it will top that, but it will be a massive event. But it's going to be just a sensational show because I'm giving away more stuff at this show than I've ever done before. I mean, like free giveaways, hoodies, shirts, stickers, vouchers, all sorts of things, trophies, Bowden's products. I got more giveaways this Sunday than any other show I've done. So I'm really giving back to the community and giving back to the car owners who put so much heart and soul into their cars. Yeah. So,
and also, I saw up on Facebook, I think it was yesterday, day before, you're going to have food there, and those food prices are pretty good because some of these, when you get to some of these shows and everything, the food can be fairly expensive. But I see yours are not really all that expensive at all.
No, really cheap actually. And I've been to heaps of shows where, a hot dog can be $20. So I know all about the prices of things. But the Manhattan Hotel and I have got a great arrangement together, and they've come to the party where they're looking after people regarding the prices. Cost of living at the moment is absolutely skyrocketing. So this is the other reason why I think as well my shows are getting bigger and bigger and bigger because, I'm not ripping no one off. I'm trying to give back to everyone because everyone's doing it tough out there, and so I do my best to make it easy.
I've got to take a quick break, Mr. Excited, and we'll be back in about 2.5 minutes.
No problem, mate.
Thanks.
I paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. And everything that goes with it, I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose. We are the champions.
that was Queen, We Are the Champions. Now we're talking to Mr. Excited, and please again put that 14th of December in your diaries. It's fair, it's still a while off yet, but between 9 and 12 down to Manhattan, Glenn would love to raise as much money possible. And let's be honest, I mean, it's a great organisation, that MND, so let's get into the fight of it. Now, that's a while off, Greg. What have you got coming up in the next little while?
Well, like I said just 2 minutes ago, I've got, yeah, this Sunday, the Manhattan Hotel, for Cars and Coffee from 9 to 12. But Saturday, the 6th of September, is another great family event. Bring down the kids. We're nearly full. I think we've only got like 10 spots left of 150 spots. But the 6th of September, Croydon Main Street Car Show, helping the local shops and the community around there. So that is a fantastic show. Starts from 9 till 1 o'clock, 9 in the morning till 1. And, yeah, I've nearly filled up the whole of Main Street already. We had 150 car spots, but we've already registered 138 spots already.
Gee. So now, there's no cost for people to get into that one, is there, because it's just out in the Main Street?
No, that's all a free event. It's really a lot of kids' activities. There's superhero guys dressed up. There's painting, and there's so much. It's all about the community, that show, and the car show's just bringing more people to the town and through Croydon and helping the locals. So I'm looking forward to that.
Pardon me. That's only about a week and a half away too, isn't it?
Yeah. I've got them pretty close together this weekend, and then but I've done it. That one will be really good, and then I've got one. The next event is the 25th of October. This is a different show. I've never done it at this location, but the 25th of October on a Saturday at Yarra Farm Fresh Strawberry Farm between Coldstream and Lilydale. That event's from 3 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon to 8:30, because it's daylight saving.
That's a terrific time, isn't it? So people can still do what they want to do during the day and come out at night.
Yeah. So that's going to be a ripper of an event. It's a beautiful location. I've already been there 100 times, getting my actual strawberries, and the family actually attend my car shows and their classic cars. So they actually ask me, would I like to do a show at their farm? And it's a beautiful location, so I'm looking forward to that.
Is there a cost to get in there, Glenn, on that one?
That's only gold coin donation.
Yep.
For that one. That just covers public liability insurance, where I have to have public liability wherever I go. That's part of what I do. So all my events, no matter where I am, my insurance company, which is not cheap, cover wherever I go for public liability. It doesn't matter if it's the York on Lilydale, the Croydon Main Street, or Manhattan, I'm covered. So that's what my gold coin goes to. So, yeah.
Sounds terrific. I've just got to take another quick break, Glenn. I'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Hey, Jolene, I'm taking back my man. Hey, Jolene, I'm taking back my man. He said he realizes I'm the best he's ever had. So you can take your auburn locks, your eyes are emerald green, and put him where the sun don't shine. He's my man, Jolene. Now you could have any man, but no, you wanted mine. Well, back off the bus, I've had enough. You've run out of time. You see, Jolene, a leopard spots never ever change. I know my man, I know him well. He's here with me again. Taking back my man, he said he realizes I'm the best he's ever had. So you can take your auburn locks, your eyes are emerald green, and put them where the sun don't shine. He's my man, Jolene. Woo!
slipping round on you. Guess where he's been going? Down the road to my house. You didn't even know it. They say that karma always seems to get you in the end. Well, hey, Jolene, karma's here. She's taking back your name. Hey, Jolene, I'm taking back my name. Said he realizes I'm the best he's ever had. So you can take your open locks, your eyes of emerald green, and put them where the sun don't shine. He's my man, Jolene.
And that was Jody Vaughan and Hello Jolene. And that came out of 2022. And the reason why I mentioned that is that's the sort of music that Greg Carrick will be playing at between 3 and 5 tonight in the Oz Indie Show, because that track did come from Oz Indie. Now, Glenn, we do have some people listening. We've had an inquiry. You mentioned the 14th of December down at Manhattan for the MND organisation. $10. Now, is that $10 a family or $10 every person who walks in the door?
No, no, that's $10. So if you come in with your family, it's only $10 for the family.
Right.
But if you come by yourself in your car, it's $10. So,
It was just someone was queried. They thought if they had to pay $10.
That's understandable. And I totally get that. But yeah, it's just $10 per entry, per family, per person. Yeah, but not each, like each kid or child or husband and wife.
That's what someone asked, because they thought it might
be
expensive. All right, so the 25th of October, what's on after that, Glenn?
After the 25th of October, I'm down back for an afternoon show down at Canterbury Tires and Mag's Supermart down there at Bayswater. The 15th of November, from 3 o'clock to 5:30, that show's I've done two shows there, and that show's just becoming bigger and better. But, so I've got a show there in the afternoon, and then the MMD on the 14th of December, and the last show of the year. So it's all happening.
Great way to wrap up the year. How many will that have been for the year, Glenn?
It'll be nearly 20 shows this year.
Gee, it's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, last year was 20. This year is virtually on par, but I could be sneaking in another event. Actually, you wouldn't believe it, between December and November. I can tell you now, but the Dow Museum have informed me I'm going to be a part of their opening day, the Terry Dow Museum in Upper Beaconsfield. With over 160 cars at this private museum. But it will be open to the public. I can't say the date, but it will be November. But
so how many does that museum own? How many of the cars?
There's over 200 plus cars.
In the museum?
Yes, yep.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Terry Dow is a fantastic gentleman, but the museum is called the Dow Museum. It's some daily news I found out about a few days ago, but it's exciting. This museum is going to be open to the public around November, but I can't confirm dates until a couple of weeks. But it's going to be. But I'm heavily going to be involved. The family have asked, Mr. Excited, if I can be some way involved, and I will be. And some of the rarest cars you'll see in the world. I've already been to the museum already.
Have you?
I've already seen it. Yeah, I've already been there. So,
Who is that guy? Like, what was his background, you know?
Terry Dow's a fantastic gentleman. He's a fantastic man. He's actually... he was a part of, he's 80, I think, I don't want to get it wrong, no. But I think he's like 83 years old, but he's, he's been part of, like, his companies have been part of, like, the gluten-free health products and things like that. And his two sons carry on the businesses. And Terry's passion all his life has been classic cars. And half of his collection is at the Peter, like, he owns a lot of Peter Brock's cars as well.
Does he?
Which have been at the Holden Museums on loan. And I met Terry, believe it or not, in Hillsville about 11 years ago when he was in a 1948 Tucker, which is one of 48 cars only in the world. And Terry's got one. And the car is $3.5 million.
He must have been collecting these cars all his life.
All his life, yeah. Terry's passion for cars, he knows all the history. Even though he's got a lot of cars, he knows every single thing about the car. But I'm going to be a part of this massive opening and this announcement with this museum, and it's not far. It's only up at Beaconsfield.
Yep.
And I'll be involved, but I'll let you know on our next chat about where that's at.
And if it's not on a Sunday that I'm on, I'll try and get to that, because that sounds terrific. He must have a huge spot that he's got him in when you're talking that many cars.
No, well, when I first went there about 4 years ago, his cars were all at his property, believe it or not, and that's when I first saw his collection. But then I've been to where he's got the collection moved to a proper museum, and they've made this place amazing. They asked me and my 2-year-old son if I wanted to have a look the other week, and I did. I went down, and I nearly fell over. I nearly fainted with excitement, and I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it's actually, this museum is actually in Australia. Like, that's how amazing these cars are. They're just from all parts of the country.
It's even more amazing that a family owns them. You know, it's the sort of thing you'd think it would need to be a whole lot of people owning it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's a privately owned collection, and it's what I love is I knew about this collection 5 years ago, but what I'm so excited is now for the first time the public will see this private collection where the public have never seen it. So this is unreal. This is a really great thing. So I can't wait.
That sounds terrific. It would, because there are some private collection. I know Lindsay Fox has got a collection, but I don't think his is anywhere near as that big.
Yeah, Lindsay Fox, I've been to his museum as well, and he's got some amazing rare cars that you'll never see ever in the world. But, Terry's got everything. He's got Australian cars, European, American, all sorts. So he's even got actors' cars, like John O'Keefe and musicians' cars, and Peter Brock's collection alone is an amazing cars to have as well. So, yeah.
It's unbelievable. All right, so look, we need to move on, but we need to get people to please put this in your diary on the 14th of December down at the Manhattan between 9 and 12. And you've heard the man himself. He said every cent is going to go to Neil Danaher's MND. Look, you really couldn't give to a better organisation than that. I mean, poor old Neil's not going to be the benefit of a lot of the research, but, geez, raise a lot of money, and somewhere down the track, some smart person will come up with an answer or a treatment. At the moment, there's really nothing, as I understand it. They can only just sort of ease the symptoms, but look, it'd be fantastic if Neil could be remembered as the guy who actually spearheaded the funds that were able to give it, because bit like Neil and that, none of us will ever find a cure, but there will be people out there that can, but they need to be funded. And, you know,
if there's any businesses or individuals out there who want to donate, even before the show, or contact me, please contact me on Facebook. All my major sponsors are already going to be getting involved in this sponsorship, so I'm grateful for all my major sponsors. But if anyone wants to reach out, you'll find me, Glenn Higginson, on Facebook,
or
and
Mr.
just contact
Excited.
Me privately. Yeah, or Mr. Excited. Not many people know my real name.
I was going to say that. Yeah,
if anyone wants to get involved, please get involved. So, yeah.
All right, Glenn, I've got to go, unfortunately.
No worries. Time flies when you're excited, mate.
Absolutely. Look, we look forward to talking to you again next month.
All right, mate. You have a good one.
Same to you. Thanks, mate. See you. Bye.